Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, August 31st, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open with S&P futures trading up 0.25% as of 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Treasury yields are steady, the U.S. dollar is softer. Commodities are mixed with oil lower and gold higher. European equity markets are higher in early trading following a mixed session in Asia. Overnight, some China sectors again were weighed down by regulatory news. Xinhua reported the NPPA announced rules imposing tight limits on miners' online gaming time. Also, Chinese President Xi spoke at a reform committee meeting, with the Xinhua reporting he stressed efforts to strengthen anti-monopoly and competition regulations, to improve the country's reserve system, and to combat pollution. Some focus on a busy macro data calendar overnight. China non-manufacturing PMI fell to a low not seen since February of 2020 after missing most estimates. Manufacturing was also lower but within forecasts. Japan industrial output shrunk at a smaller pace, though survey projections point to growth in the coming months. Also in Japan, the unemployment rate unexpectedly fell. South Korean industrial production unexpectedly increased. New Zealand business confidence deteriorated further due to the lockdown. In Australia, net exports are set to detract from Q2 GDP. Australia also saw private sector credit growth better than expected, but building approvals contracted at a sharper pace. In Europe, French Q2 GDP was revised up while consumer spending dropped. UK Lloyd's Business Barometer hit its highest level since August of 2017. The German unemployment rate fell to 5.5% versus consensus 5.6%. Flash Eurozone CPI is also due out this morning, but post this recording. On the U.S. macro calendar, June FHFA House Price Index and June Case-Shiller Home Price Index, August Chicago PMI, and August Consumer Confidence. In M&A news, Ashland Global Holdings is to sell its performance adhesives business to Arkema for $1.65 billion in cash. Separately, Prosys has agreed to acquire BillDesk for around $4.7 billion on a cash-free, debt-free basis. On the earnings front today, earnings will include NetEase before the open, Alimentation Couche-Tard, and PVH Corp are due to report after the close. Asian equities mixed on Tuesday. Japan rallied late in its session to finish higher, while Australia also closed up. Korea and Taiwan showed some strength. The Shenzhen led declines with regulatory concerns weighing. The focus overnight was on the previously mentioned economic data. In the region, concerns around COVID trends as well as the ongoing China regulatory crackdown continue to dominate headlines. Lockdowns continue in Australia and New Zealand, but daily infections seem to have stabilized in South Korea and Japan. European equity markets are higher, with regional focus today also on macro data. In the latest regional COVID news, the EU announced fresh travel restrictions from the US yesterday, as expected, and the WHO warned that a spike in infections and a slump in vaccine uptake is holding back Europe's effort to curb the pandemic. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Tuesday, August 31st, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.